Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, joined from the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field by Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, how are you feeling?
You know, I'm starting to think packing for style and not warmth was not the best decision heading to Green Bay, because I'm very cold, but I'm excited to be here.
You sound cold. Your voice has a little bit of a quiver in it. Are you outside right now?
Come on, man. Man
up. I can't man up. I just got in from outside, and it was freezing. Just walking over to the – I don't know how they play football in this game, honestly. Like, it's truly absurd they're going to hit people in this game tonight, but good luck to them. Yeah.
So what's the temperature out there?
So it's in like the 30s, but it feels like it's in the low 20s. And I think for the game time tonight, it'll feel like almost in the high teens. So definitely be really cold. I mean, obviously I'll be in the press box, so I'm okay with that. But like, it's going to be, I think the wind will be a problem. So yeah, I mean, if only there was a way to play football in a climate control environment.
Shut up. Do you hear how cold he sounds?
Yeah.
My eyes are watering. It's cold.
Now, what's the outfit? You going pea coat? We were guessing this. Yeah. What's the outfit?
Well, yeah, of course I'm going with the pea coat, and I got a scarf. But, like, they're not really warm pea coats and scarves. They're more fashionable pea coats and scarves. So, like, I'm not actually as warm as I thought I would be. But as I'm sitting here complaining, a Packers employee just walked by me and said it's going to get only colder. So
yeah.
I don't think they're too impressed by my analysis here.
I got your current feel-like temperature right now. 24 degrees.
24.
That's weather.
There you go. Man up, Elliot.
Game time.
It's different. The cold hits different out here.
Yeah.
It's not 20. It's not like 24 in Philly.
Yeah, game time feel, game feel. I mean, it's supposed to be 17 to 18 degrees.
Yeah, that's absurd. It's like a safety hazard to be playing in that weather.
A safety hazard. Well, this might be a situation, Elliot. I know you're worried about the hair, and I get it, but this... You got to keep the feet warm and the head warm.
Yep.
You should be wearing a hat out there. You really should.
Nah. Well, I'm not worried about the hair. I have enough gel in it that the wind could never take it down. But I'll never wear a hat. No, not outside. Yeah.
So, Elliot, are you? I maybe it was on. Excuse me. When you're on CBS3 with Pat Gallen, you had mentioned just, or maybe it was on Twitter. You'd mentioned that you would just throw Jair Alexander as CB2. Are you surprised at all that after he said that his health is fine, he is not active for this game, and they mentioned knee rehab or something?
Yeah, I'm really surprised. I mean, talking to Jair Alexander this week, I asked him flat out, like, did you not play in Baltimore because of health? He said no. And I was like, are you ready to play? And he said, definitely. So I understand players are always going to feel that way. I've never once met a player who's like, no, I might not play this week. So I get that aspect of it. But he said he was ready to go. So the thing is, I mean, the whole thing is weird to me. Like, I understand that they want to give him time to ramp up, I guess. But, I mean, Jalen Phillips is traveling. Michael Carter is traveling. They still had to learn the defense. So really, the only takeaway I can have from it is maybe he's not as healthy as they thought he was going to be. Because I don't know why else he wouldn't at least travel. It's really weird. I'm very surprised by it.
Yeah, the whole traveling part of it is that I would have hoped, or I would have imagined that he's new to the team, you want to get him acclimated to the culture of the team. What better way to do that is to have him around the team, including
and I mean, you would
going back to Green Bay.
I don't know how his breakup with Green Bay went, but when he was asked earlier in the week how excited he was at the first game was against the Packers, he said he was very excited. So you would think even the fact that he would want to come on the trip. The one thing I will say is the Eagles over the past few years, I mean, they do have a track record of like keeping their guys healthy, getting the best out of their players. So if they feel it's the best for him not to travel, then and if he's not going to play and he's not going to play special teams, then I guess, you know, that's the decision, but it certainly is definitely weird.
So Nolan Smith officially activated for the game tonight. How much do you expect to see Jalen Phillips, and how much do you expect to see Brandon Graham tonight?
I think Jalen Phillips is going to play a lot. Just watching him in practice this week, he was lining up like he was a starter. He was in the individual drills like he was a starter. He was already ahead of Jalix Hunt. He was already ahead of Josh Uche. He was already ahead of Brandon Graham. So I think they're going to throw him right in there. I mean, he's only under contract for them for 9 more games at minimum, and then plus playoffs. So there's really no reason to hold him out. You know, you're not really resting him for anything. So I think he'll play quite a bit tonight. And I'll be interested to see where he lines up. Like, he's always played on the left side. Him and Nolan Smith have only ever played on the left side. And we'll see if he goes to the right side. This week, he said it's no big deal. He feels comfortable going to the right side. Nolan Smith said the same thing, but they've only ever played on the one side for a reason. So I'll be curious to see not only how much does he play, but where he plays.
And Nolan Smith, I would expect we don't see any sort of limitations on how much he plays either.
So I would think there would be just some natural limitations in the fact that he has not played for a few weeks. I don't know if, you know, that, especially again with how cold it is. Like, I can't imagine it's going to be easy to get out there and play his full allotment of snaps.
Nobody cares about how cold it is.
Well, they say that now until you're out there on the field and it's really cold and it's hard to breathe. But I do think he will play quite a bit tonight, yeah.
Yeah. You got to throw all these fastballs at them, man. We don't have time. I mean, Nolan's been off, what, since week two? Week three? How long has Nolan been out? He's been out for a while.
Well, he was on IR.
He didn't play against Tampa. I feel like that was the first game.
Okay,
I remember correctly.
So he probably played the first two games and then missed the Tampa.
I think he played in the game prior to the injury. I mean, he didn't like leave with an injury. He played the full game.
Right, because we didn't know. Right. Yeah, no, you're right, yeah.
So, Elliot, we have to get to this.
Yes.
So you mentioned, you were taking in, and you've said this many times, and I appreciate it because you are a football historian.
Yep.
How special Lambeau Field is and the history.
Remember the hours of research you did over the summer to find the 10 most historic franchises in football.
Unfortunately, I forgot the Raiders during those hours of research, but it was good work nonetheless. Yeah.
So as you're doing this video, you mentioned that you believe that Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni are likely already one of the 10 best head coach quarterback combos in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, I think arguably they're up there. I mean, if you look at what they've accomplished in the 4 years, they have a Super Bowl title. They have 2 NFC championship games. They win about 70% of the times that they play. Like, I went through it this morning and I came up with 8 that I think are definitely ahead of them. And then I think after that, they don't have the longevity that others have. But in terms of accomplishments, I mean, they're certainly in that discussion. And I think by the time it's all over, they will certainly be in the top 10.
Do you have the 8 off the top of your head or no?
So I have them in my phone. I can get to them if you want.
I would love to know who's definitely ahead. Yeah, actually, if you don't mind.
Get your phone out.
No, I'm happy to do it.
Okay, so
I'm on speaker, unfortunately, because I have to read it.
But it's okay.
So I have Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, Lombardi and Bart Starr, Chuck Knoll and Terry Bradshaw, Bill Welch and Joe Montana.
Bill Walsh.
My bad. Mispronunciation. Yeah. It's cold.
Okay.
Tom Landry. And Roger Staubach, Holmgren and Favre, and Reed and Mahomes. Those are the ones I think would definitely be ahead of them.
So Jimmy Johnson and Troy Aikman won 2 Super Bowls, so they're ahead.
So they were only together for a few years. I agree they probably are ahead. I think that Jalen and Nick will pass them because they don't have. Yeah, that's fair. Okay, fine. So that's another one.
Okay, so Mike Shanahan and John Elway won 2 Super Bowls.
Yep, I have that one right down there, too.
So that's 10.
Think those are in the discussion. Yeah, so I think they're right there with those guys. Shula and Marino, but they don't have a Super Bowl. And then Marv Levy and Jim Kelly, but they don't have a Super Bowl. Now, they went four times, but I think that, you know, having won one would put them ahead of them. So, yeah, I think you're right. Maybe they're 11th, but I think they have an argument for being in the top 10.
Hmm. I don't really think they have an argument for being in the top 10 yet. I'm not saying they couldn't at some right. point. But you're talking, when you dismiss Shula and Dan Marino, like, they did not win a Super Bowl, but they're both, like, considered the
well, it's two Hall of Famers.
Both in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Both considered
I mean,
the best ever at what they did.
Jalen is probably going to the Hall of Fame. If you look at quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls and started, that he has a decent shot
of
getting
in. What's his name, win two Super Bowls? Did Big Ben win with two different coaches?
He did.
We won
with Bill Cowher and Mike Tomlin.
And Tomlin.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So that wouldn't count.
Well, then, what about Mike Tomlin and Ben?
What about Pete
Ben?
Carroll?
Well, Mike Tomlin and
Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson.
Yes, they went 2-2 and 1-1.
Yeah, that's a good one. I agree. So yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, won a Super Bowl.
I'm with Ellie on this one. Aaron Rodgers is great, but they only went to one.
I'd also argue they underachieved, whereas I think Nick and Jalen have probably overachieved over expectation.
Yes.
So, like, are they in the top 10 right now? I think, again, there's an argument for it. I'm enjoying the discussion with the history and breaking down where they're going to be. But I think that it is a discussion, and that's the point I'm making when you're here.
Well, it's not a discussion.
Well, I think it is.
It's not really a discussion.
Well, he broached the discussion.
Yeah.
And again, like, you say Jimmy Johnson and Troy Aikman.
Yes.
I guess, but, like,
you know.
I mean, well, how many years were they actually together?
Maybe five, yeah.
Five? Okay, so that's basically where Nick or Jalen are at right now.
And they won two Super Bowls in the book.
Yes, okay, so I think you would probably put them ahead of them.
And it sounds like Spike is saying, let's go Cowboys. I mean, holy cow.
Not what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, no, it sounds pretty close to it.
Jack.
On a game day?
Exactly.
Shut up, Jack.
Well, I also think you could argue that Nick and Jalen have, to a certain degree, revolutionized the game with the tush push. Jalen is a good rushing quarterback.
Oh, stop it with that. I got one more for you.
Yeah.
How about Coughlin and Eli?
Two Super Bowls.
No, they weren't even that good.
Well, I'm just saying, they won two Super Bowls, though. And they beat an undefeated Patriots team.
Yeah, but this is where I think the winning of Jalen and Nick consistently would put them over them. I mean, to win 70% of the game.
What about Phil Simms? Didn't Phil Simms? Phil Simms and
he didn't win the second one. It was Hosteller.
Okay, it was Hosteller. Yeah. Oh, you're right. But
Phil Simms started it, though.
Yes.
He started that season.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I tell you, it's a little early for it, but it's not crazy.
Appreciate that. And by the time they're done, they'll definitely be in the top 10. I don't even think there's a question.
Well, you're assuming
Dungy and Manning.
Here's what I would say. E.
Brees and Peyton.
So E. Nah. I'm asking this based off our back and forth last week. If I already have a head coach and a quarterback that's arguably in the top 10 of all time, that would mean they are both elite, right?
Oh, without question.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You got elite quarterback, elite head coach. The team is 6-2, but you still need to see more from a passing standpoint or a running standpoint in order for them to be considered elite.
Yeah, look, there were definitely stretches of all of these quarterback head coach duos' career where their teams weren't elite. There were years where the Patriots didn't play their best football during the season. Last year, I wouldn't say the Chiefs were elite during the season, but as a duo, they're absolutely elite. And I also think there's no question they've not played elite football. That doesn't mean they can't be an elite team the rest of the year.
Well, that's what I was saying. They are an elite team.
Right, but they've not played elite football.
Not every game.
Well, the majority of the games.
But yet they're 6-2.
Right. No, I know. But that doesn't mean that they have to be elite.
But you said they are elite.
No, I said
you
they
said
can't
if,
be an elite
if I were to ask you individually, you would tell me Saquon's elite. You would tell me AJ's elite. You would tell me the offensive line.
Well, he does in his.
That's the point I'm making. As a unit, you would tell me they are elite.
Agreed, but they have not played to their potential for eight games in the first eight games.
I understand that, but no one has, though, E. No one has. I'm just saying
maybe there's not any elite teams. I just think the last year Eagles team, we watched it. We saw that was an elite team that played elite football. I think the
Eagles didn't have an elite passing game.
Last year, that was one aspect where they were probably not elite. Now, they were elite in the two games that mattered the most, and I think that they
two games. Okay.
Well, they were the most important games.
Well, I know. They've only played eight games, so they were elite the last two games, right?
Agreed. And if we want to say those were the most important two, I think there's an argument for that, especially against going against Minnesota. So I just don't think they've played to their potential. So I can't give them the elite category. But okay, no question, Sirianni and Jalen, an elite head coach quarterback.
I'm just watching you because
he's slippery.
Yeah, when you're talking about the Eagles, you don't have any problem saying they are elite.
Whole team.
Yeah.
Well, look, I have high standards for him. That's why I think they're a top 10 duo.
And then Elliot, finally, just about your sports betting and athletes take, if you had noticed Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase potentially going to jail for
two more down
for decades. Do you think that maybe seeing what happened there could lead to issues within sports with players being involved directly in their gambling?
Well, so let me be clear. I don't know all the specifics of that case, so I can't speak to everything they did. But what I will say is I'm happy to see there's another example of when players are trying to alter the game because of their gambling, that they are caught. And this is the point I've always made, that if people cheat because they are gambling, then teams find that out, they can decide not to employ them. So I think this is another example of where if players are altering games because of bets, we will catch them. So you don't have to worry about the integrity of the game.
Yes, you do.
If they're allowed to gamble. Yeah. But we caught them. Players break rules all the time.
How many do you think have done it that aren't caught?
I guess not many, based off the fact that it seems like they catch people doing it
not
all the
many.
Time. Yes.
Not many.
That would be my guess. What would your guess be?
But several, a lot of times.
So you think they're only catching some of them?
Yes.
Like, it seems like they got a pretty good thing in place to catch them. I don't know. It seems like every time we call, there's a new person that's been caught.
Really? Because there's four people.
Well, that's only in baseball.
No, four
here's
total.
Here's what I would say. I would say the athletes, it feels like the majority of them who do enjoy betting, they understand the guidelines in which they have to operate in, and they are operating within those guidelines.
Yes. And
yes.
Not
that's
without,
the point
without,
I'm making.
Without, No. Your point is wrong, Elliot.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I don't think my point is.
One of the guidelines, E, is that they can't bet on their own sport.
Correct.
Right. And again, I think if we opened it up to players being allowed to gamble, there would probably, unfortunately...
They are allowed to gamble. They're just not allowed to bet on
their own sport. That's what I'm saying. If they were allowed to bet on their own sport, I agree that, unfortunately, there would probably be a small percentage of people...
Not small.
...that would... Well, that's my opinion.
Elliot, how about this? Would you agree that if they could gamble on their own sport, all of their bets would have to be public?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. So do you think any of them would bet?
I think it'd be up to them.
Of course it would be up to them. If all of their bets were public.
Point. I just think it should be up to them. I'm not saying what they shouldn't do. I'm not saying I know the exact way to do it. I'm saying that they should have the ability to a certain degree.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your input, as always, Elliot.
When you're in historic Lambeau Field, it's awesome.
I know.
It is awesome, though, isn't it? It's an awesome place, man.
Yeah, you're thinking about really all the history and where Jalen and Nick are already.
Really soaking it in.
Yeah. A known history buff, Elliot Jordan Barnes.
Yeah. We will see you tomorrow, Elliot. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. Thank you, as always.
Alrighty.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
There he is, Elliot Jordan Barnes.
Will we see him tomorrow?
We better.
When's he coming back?
I don't know.
I got a friggin' radio show with him tomorrow.
But listen, with the way these flights are canceled and delayed,
he may have
to drive back from Green Bay.
Rent him a car, Lakin. 215.
And are we doing Tuesdays with Elliot? Or are we Wednesdays with Elliot?
They have to be Wednesdays.
Yeah, we should do Wednesdays.
Yeah, because we got to do... My Lotta show.
Yeah, I don't need to do the Players Lounge. Yeah, tomorrow.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm fine with 3 o'clock with Elliot anyway.
He won't be here, I guarantee you, until 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and we normally have Sirianni at that point anyway.
Well, but it's a night game.
Oh, right.
I don't think he's going to talk tomorrow.
No, he's not talking tomorrow.
Yeah. Do we National Appliance Warehouse?
Yeah, come on.
Okay. Okay.
Talk about something that's always.
Well, I just want to make sure.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay.
Fine.
All right.
November's a big month, Mike.
Yeah, well, because of Black Friday. All I care about is Black Friday. Does National Appliance Warehouse have a Black Friday sale? And Jack, do I have to wait until Black Friday to do it?
No. No to all that. The Black Friday mega sale is underway right now, National Appliance Warehouse, Mike.
Already?
Yeah. They said we can't wait to get these appliances to you. You can get up to 40% off, Spike. That's on top of Price Assure, where you're already getting the lowest price possible. You know, a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse. Instantly updates price tags all throughout the store, so you can get over 100 brands, 40% off, all kinds of good stuff going on at National Appliance Warehouse with the Black Friday Mega Sale.
Holy cow.
I know. Sub-Zero, you know? Wolf Cove.
Yep.
All of those.
All of them.
And more.
Yes.
Whirlpool appliances, LG appliances, they got it all.
The showroom's 15,000 square feet, did you say that?
Yeah, 15,000 square feet.
It's huge.
Yeah. And the best part, you walk in there and they treat you like family. You know, they're having a good time, but they're serious about selling you appliances. Industry-leading service team there to take care of you. An unbeatable customer experience. So don't wait. You've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse. I know you have. Get down there today and take advantage of the Black Friday mega sale. Learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or, again, hurry to their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Two notes related to our phone call with Elliot. First of all, I mentioned Nolan Smith activated. Jacorian Bennett not active for tonight's game.
I didn't think so, yeah.
So that leaves Adoree Jackson, Keeley Ringo.
Yep.
And also, this is related. This is per Mike Vercorno from The Athletic. Major League Baseball says that sportsbooks that serve as its authorized gaming operators will cap bets on pitch prop bets to $200 and won't allow them to be in parlays. So that is the...
How does that affect us, Fritzy?
Well, Fritz was betting. There's no way Fritz was betting $200 on the
no.
The,
I just
the
meant
velocity.
The actual bet. What's the actual bet?
So the bet they were doing is first pitch balls,
and this also includes velocity is where they will cap
it.
You were in on that.
Yeah. Hold on, man. We're touching velocity? Nah, it seems like you still can do it, but you can't bet more than a certain amount.
Can we go through Jack's phone, see if Emmanuel Clase is in the phone,
dude? Talk about a bullet dodge. I think they were about to get Clase. The Phillies.
Oh, the Phillies.
Yeah, I think they were trying to get Kwan and Clase.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In that trade when they were dealing with the Guardians.
They said $450 were $450,000 were won.
Were won, yeah. Well, he was sending it back to where
How
it was
do
from.
They not realize that when you win that type of money, you draw attention.
And you get taxed on it.
On those kinds of bets.
Yeah.
One of the advantages of it being the legal sports books now.
They can catch it.
They get your social security number. They get all the info from you, and they track it. And it's those, I was listening, I sent Jack the pod the other day. There's a guy named Bob Vulgaris, who's the best NBA bettor of all time. Mm-hmm. He made millions and millions and millions of dollars. And he said, if they were smart about this, they would not do these silly props. He said, nobody bets that much money on these props. Right. He said, why would anyone bet a Terry Rozier under for thousands of dollars? Right. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make, unless you know something.
And when they see hundreds of thousands of dollars in action on Emmanuel Clase throwing a ball.
Right. Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Well, and the videos are so funny.
Oh, yeah.
Ball's just being thrown into the dirt. Kepler, yeah. Max Kepler, a video of him was used in the in the court.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Was that the one that he swung at?
No, Andy Pajes, World Series champion, he swung at one of these balls. That were like 58 feet.
Yeah.
And I guess they texted each other after the game, all sad emojis.
Yeah, Clase did. Because he threw a ball and the guy swung at it. There's nothing he could do about it.
Oh, and they text each other sad emojis. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Technology.
Yes.
Oh, you can't do anything. Messages. You can't do anything on these damn phones, man. Yeah. It's a tracking device.
Yep. All right, 215-592.
Literally a tracking device.
94-94. Speaking of baseball, we'll get to your calls on the Eagles coming up next. Also, Bryce Harper in a ditch somewhere because of what he did with...
I saw that. I was like, what?
Rob Manfred? We will play that nonsense coming up. A lot going on. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Game day! Eagles season officially starts tonight. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe that Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are a top 10 head coach and QB combo of all time? 56% say no, 44% say yes.
Yeah, I mean, okay. More and more you go through it, you know. Yeah. I mean, what? They're right there.
Like 14.
Yeah, but still, it's only 5 years in.
Yes,
but absolutely, they can be. But he says they are already.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. And the story has to be written.
Still have to get another one.
Yes, the story has to be written. Let them, same thing I said with Jalen, let them earn all these things. Let them earn the accolade of top 10.
Yeah.
You know, that's all. So if you remember correctly, Ike, there was a story this summer when Rob Manfred was visiting different clubhouses to talk about the pending labor deal, have a conversation. He visited the Phillies clubhouse. And as the story goes, Bryce Harper got in his face. Did he grab him? I forget.
No, he didn't grab him.
He told him to get the F out of there or something.
If he brings up the salary cap.
If he brings up the salary cap.
Yeah.
And so what was this podcast? So
I don't know.
Who said it?
I don't know. Some guy named Alan Walsh.
Okay.
I should have looked up what his qualifications are.
Didn't he used to be an agent?
Maybe.
Here's what Alan Walsh said.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is alleged to what was said next. Harper and a few other players were now in a discussion afterwards with Manfred and some of Manfred's staff, including, I believe, the deputy commissioner who was also there. And in the course of this conversation, which also got heated, someone with Manfred, not Manfred, but somebody with him, like a deputy commissioner, said to Harper, "Don't ever say that again to the commissioner. Don't ever disrespect him again publicly like that. That's how people end up in a ditch." And that was never reported.
Wow.
So the podcast was the Agent Provocateur podcast, and Alan Walsh is actually part of Octagon, which is a big agency. He's actually part of Octagon Hockey, I guess, but okay. It is a big agency. Wind up in a ditch. That feels a little embellished.
Yeah, unless the guy just is saying it from a sort of...
like hyperbole.
Yeah.
Wind up in a ditch.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's killing Bryce Harper.
No, I don't think so. Because he probably said it. But
yeah,
it was,
he probably said it in the heat of that moment, yeah.
Yeah, but obviously his life is not being threatened.
Are you sure, Jack? Because I could imagine if I tried to talk you into it, it'd take about 30 seconds for you to tell me that you believe that Bryce put his life on the line.
Well, and that's why he looked so morose this year.
He's thinking
about his life.
Yeah, that's why
I said, get up, pray for him.
Yes.
Well, if he wants that extension, so that would explain why he doesn't want a cap.
Well, of course. Yes, of course. The baseball labor situation.
Oh, that's going to be so bad.
It's going to be.
What are we going to do that summer?
Oh, you know, we'll talk about labor situation.
No, yeah, we're not.
The Sixers and the Eagles will get us through the spring.
Yeah, well, we'll do a lot of Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, more than usual.
Yeah, topple up. Finally, we'll do it.
We did a year without sports.
Yes,
right, with no sports. Yeah, yeah. Not just baseball.
Yeah, we're kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of fun. We finally do Elliott Week. We haven't done Elliott Week. We'll bring back the lie detector day on WIP.
Okay.
After you can't mean afternoon show doesn't need sports. It's in our way anyway.
Prefer it without it, actually.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP. Rios.
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What up, Rios?
What's up, gentlemen? You know what I mean? Lambeau Field, let me tell y'all something. So, you know, my son, he all hype. His birthday tomorrow, he talking to folk. And he like, you know, him and his sister out there, he like, yeah, that's right. Eagles go, you know what I'm saying, win the day against the Packers. That's where my mom from, this, and that. And then he was like, yeah, they put Jocelyn in some Packers jersey or whatever. And then she stopped him real quick, said, no. They did that when I was a baby. I couldn't do nothing about it. I'm like, yeah, that's when daddy wasn't around. I got y'all. You know what I'm saying? Just showing the real loyalty with them. They don't play no games. When they go out there, they don't play no games like green and gold. Like, what, man? Like, we bleed green, man. Stop playing with me. Yo. Hey, yo, Jackie, hit the music. Back from the bye. A while now since Philadelphia football was played. We had nothing but time to scheme up, get healthy, refocus, and dust off all the slap and tickle pathogens. Most of all, it was great to sit back and salivate since we had been tamed since the bye. And all we thought about was all of the intellectual violence we are going to produce from now until we go to take the Lombardi back home with us at Sierra Bravo 60. It will all start tonight where Lombardi started. Lambeau freaking Field, the frozen tundra. But the Lombardi is in love with Philly. All the chatter would cease
F all the negativity. F what people say. Grab your freaking balls and it's time to F at you. Yeah. Time for some action. Now, don't forget how eHarmony Commercial Soft these suckers are. First to cry to try to ban the Philly sub because they can't do it. That organization ain't men. They're just males. Nothing but sweet cheese over there. We're going to give them something to cry about because we come to bring the pain and leave blood stains. We know who we are. We the HMFIC. We got no mercy. If you're not with us, then get the F out of our way or become the debris after the blast. M203, M249 Saw, Kirk Gunner, Artillery, F around and find out. Throwback BDU killers. Born to fight, trained to kill, prepare to die, but never will. We keep low, we move fast, we kill first, we die last. One shot, one kill, no luck, pure skill. We don't fear the valley because we call it home. We don't fear reality because we live it. We don't fear the nightmares because we breed them as suckers. Death before dishonor. We live by this. No surrender. Retreat my ass. Embrace the suck. Pain is our fuel. When y'all come with the violence, it turns us on. We don't need no damn blue chew because we stay hard. But what y'all need blue tent. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Time to inundate the frozen tundra. What makes the grass grow?
Blood!
What makes the grass grow?
Blood!
Everybody, the perimeter is secured. Let the violence be with you. A-I-G-L-E-S. Eagles, a veteran is someone who at one point in their life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America for an amount of up to and including their freaking life. I salute y'all. I'm Reels from North Philly, Hunter Park, the Sergeant Major of Philly. You can't threaten me with death when I met the mother sucker. Peace.
That's what we needed. That's pent up. Yeah. That's 2 weeks.
Yes.
That's prime time Monday night.
Yes.
We needed that. I tell you.
That was crazy.
Get out of my way on the way home today.
Uh-oh.
Somebody's getting killed.
Well, okay. Well,
you might want to walk that one back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that one came out exactly the way you thought it was.
You're just driving back to Jersey.
That's why I laughed it off. Yes. Man. But I'm not going to kill anybody. That's
No. Of course not. Of course not. Man,
still, get out of my way.
Yeah,
there you go.
The day before Veterans Day, Rios is something special.
Yeah, man. You could tell he felt that.
Yeah, I mean, that was intense, that one. I feel like I want to go back and study each line of that because there's a lot in there I didn't catch. I was like, wait, what is that? H-7-4-8? I think it was, yeah.
Sounded like a football play.
Yes, yeah.
A couple of letters I did understand.
That one I understood. That's the second time he's done that. That's the second time he's done that one. All right. 215-592-9494. Now, you know Rios is a dog. He's actually a
That's
person.
A good thing, yes.
Yes. I'm going to talk to you about your actual dogs, your actual cats, your pets who you love, who you want to give just an amazing life. And you want a place where you can go, where you can get the stuff to help give your dog, your cat, your dogs, your cats that amazing life. That is Dogs and Cats Rule. 7 locations for you to go. And the lead dog, George Perenni, has made sure that every single one of those locations has the best staff ever. What does that matter if the staff is great? Well, you're going to go in there with questions about food, and pet nutrition is where Dogs and Cats Rule really shines, and they're going to have the answers on what food. They have the best stuff, but they also have the answers. You're going to need answers on supplements, maybe treats, maybe, and they've got everything, toys, all that stuff, and officially licensed jerseys. That's right. Saquon jersey, Jalen jersey. 7 locations for Dogs and Cats Rule. 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. DogsandCatsRule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family. You know, it's only natural to go from Rios in North Philly to Tommy from down the shore.
It's Tommy down the shore.
No way, yes, Mike.
Tommy down the shore.
I
love baloney.
He likes to thank a Grayson, then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy! What's up, brother?
I taste like Kozak, big Monday night baloney business, baby.
Dude, you know, Tommy, we had the folks from Dietz and Watson in earlier, and they were asking. They're like, hey, is Tommy down the shore from Delco? And I'm like, he's from down the shore.
I'm from down the shore, baby.
Yeah.
But so I got a lot of love for Delco, too, and I got a lot of love for the people at Dietz and Watson. You know what I mean?
Well, you're a meat guy.
Yeah, you know, you're a meat guy.
Yeah, you got their market corner.
Yep.
Absolutely. I'm a deli meat guy. You know what I mean?
So, Tommy, I mean, we were just mentioning, it was a long time for Rios to sort of not have a Birds game. It must have driven you nuts.
Same here. Very frustrating. I can't stand a bye week. It's a lot of waiting and anxious anticipation. But there's one bonus to the bye week. You know what I mean? Extra time. I already got a lot of time on my hands as it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But extra time to get new ideas. And I got a new idea for you gentlemen. That is very exciting for me. I'd love to share it with you.
Oh, we love your ideas, Tommy. What is the newest idea?
Well, first things first. Do you guys like vampires?
I love vampires.
Nah.
Oh, come on. Lost Boys, Twilight. I love vampires.
I love Twilight. I've seen 18 Twilight movies 50 times. Twilight New Moon, Twilight Eclipse. Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1, Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2. You know what I mean?
Wow, you do sound like a Twilight guy.
I'm a huge fan. I got an idea for a vampire movie. Very popular genre. Unlike any other. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
The Baloney Vampires, right?
Oh.
The lead character is based on me, Tommy Vampire. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And we're a group of vampires, right? It's me, Tommy Vampire, Vanessa Vampire, Vinny Vampire, and Amanda Vampire. You know what I mean?
Wow. And they're all named Vampire. That's the first. I haven't seen that before in one of these vampire movies where they're actually named Vampire.
We're all named Vampire. We all got the same last name. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And here's the thing. We're a different breed of vampire. All we need to survive is baloney. You know, we ain't got to eat nothing. We got to drink nothing. We ain't got to sleep. We ain't trying to hurt nobody. You know what I mean? In the movie, we start a famous pizza chain called Baloney Vampire Pizza. And here's the thing. We got an advantage over every other pizza maker because we got, like, these supernatural abilities. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For example, Vanessa Vampire, she can make 600 strombolis in 20 locations in 25 minutes. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And how good stromboli.
Yes, absolutely. And she can make how many?
She can make 600 stromboli in 20 locations in 25 minutes. You know what I mean?
Wow. Now, just real quick, is that 600 in each of the 20 locations?
600 total.
Okay. All right. Makes a lot more sense that way.
Because she's a vampire, she can be a lot of different places at once. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And here's the thing. And Vinny Vampire, he's the hoagie expert. You know what I mean? And Amanda Vampire, she's the pizza expert. She can make 1,200 pizzas in 30 minutes in 35 different locations.
Oh, my God. And all of this without sucking blood out of humans.
All we need is baloney. That's why we're baloney vampires. You know what I mean?
Man, so do you see this as a horror, like most vampire-like films or TV shows are, or is this more like family fun?
This is family fun. This is a fun-loving, upbeat, positive thing. Here's the thing. During the film, we get a little bit of my backstory. That's me, Tommy Vampire down the shore. You know what I mean? And we come to find I've been living for a millennium. And in the film, I'm from Romania originally. I was born in Romania. I was good friends with Dracula in the early days.
Wow.
Dracula?
That's right. Me, Tommy, Van, we were good friends. We came up together. You know what I mean? We were best friends, but we had to go our separate ways because he was a little too negative and violent for me. You know what I mean? Over time.
So
I became a famous bread maker from Romania. In the 18th century, I went to Italy. And I became a famous pizza stromboli maker. And then in the 20th century, I came to the U.S. That's when I met Vinny, Amanda, and Vanessa. And we started Baloney Vampire Pizza. And there's a little plot twist where towards the end of the film, there's a group of artificial intelligence robots. They're the only ones that can compete with us. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And they start imitating our style. You know what I mean? That's a huge conflict. I explained this idea to a friend of mine. He said, Tommy, this is really stupid. What do you guys think?
I think it's an incredible idea.
Thank you, Spike. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm with it. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, and truly, I think it touches on what a lot of people are afraid of AI sort of taking over. But I think they'd feel much more comfortable with Tommy Vampire Down the Shore and Vanessa Vampire. Like, you seem like more relatable, not human, obviously, but better than AI.
That's right, and we can fight the AI.
You know, yes.
I'm glad you guys like that idea, because here's the thing. We can fight. We can fight with the AI in a way the humans can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we got eternal life. You know what I mean?
Just incredible. We might need more bye weeks for you so you can come up with more ideas.
I got a lot of time on my hands as it is. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I got
that's
even
evident.
More time during the... What was that, Jack?
I said that's evident.
That's right. I mean, that's obvious. You know what I mean? But you know, during the bye weeks, I got even more time. You know what I mean?
So real quick, your name in this movie is Tommy Vampire Down the Shore.
That's right.
Okay.
Tommy Vampire for short, or Tommy Vampire Down the Shore.
All right. Well, so Tommy, as usual, we have to get to your prediction. And as you mentioned on your last call, your last prediction was pretty spot on. So everyone's depending on this one.
Here's the thing. I feel like, let's be honest, I've been doing these predictions for a number of years. For quite some time, I'll be the first to admit I wasn't very good, right? I wasn't very close most of the time. Most recently, I'm starting to fine-tune my abilities, you know what I mean? And I'm getting closer and closer. Now, this game, in my opinion, is going to be a tough game, very important game, a turning point kind of game, a game changer, you know what I mean?
Yep.
A crucial point of the season in the frozen tundra in the Green Bay, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But I think it's going to be tough. I'm going to give the Birds the edge as we get into the fourth quarter. I'm going to go 34-27 Birds.
Wow. Now, real quick, what's the name of the stadium they play in?
Lambeau Field.
Okay.
Lambeau.
Yeah. All right. Do it better. Again? What's it again?
Lambeau.
Okay.
Lambeau.
Okay.
How you guys? We should go there sometime on a field trip.
It would
you
be great.
I mean?
It would be great. Yeah. Now, before, you know, I don't want to turn you into a one-trick pony, and that's not what you are. But, you know, you go to see the Stones, you want to see Sympathy for the Devil. You go to see Metallica, you want to see him do Master of Puppets. You hear Tommy Down the Shore, you might want to hear the Gabagool poem.
That's right. You know I'm ready. You know I'm always ready. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You guys ready for it? Let me get warmed up a little bit. Here we go.
All right.
Clear the throat.
That's right. The Baloney Soprano. When I'm doing the poetry, I'm Baloney. Honestly, Jack, I got to say, since you compare me to Tony Soprano and call me Baloney Soprano, my confidence is, I got a real confidence boost from that. You know what I mean?
No problem.
Yep. Oh, we can't wait to hear Eat the Gabagool.
Here we go. Sometimes in life, we all play the fool. So when you feel like an idiot, eat the Gabagool. What's the Gabagool? Well, it's a certain type of hand. Eat the Gabagool and sure you'll make a plan. Eat the Gabagool. And sure, you'll be the man.
Ah, you're the man. I love that poem. All right, Tommy.
It feels good. It's supercharged. I get so excited every time I do poetry. I'm going to be writing some more poems. You guys, I'll have some in the coming weeks for you.
Yeah, Baloney Soprano.
Baloney Soprano.
All right, Tommy. Well, we hope your prediction holds up,
and we will
talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, folks. You guys are the best. I love you guys. I will talk to you next week. Go Birds! Baloney Sopranos over and 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 out.
It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Ah, there he is.
Eat the Gabagool.
As he was wrapping up, Jack rightly got a little scared. As Tommy was wrapping up, he said in my ear, aren't you going to have him do the Gabagool poem?
I was like,
of course I'm going to have him.
Season hasn't been the same since.
No.
He saved it when he went with it.
He did. Eat the Gabagool saved the season, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah? Did we start?
Yes.
Is that when that started?
Yeah. I'm sure Nick Sirianni actually says it to the players before the game in there.
Well, he wears the Italian patch.
Yeah. Maybe Landon Dickerson in one of his hype-up speeches. Eat the Gabagool! Then you'll have the plan!
There you go.
Yeah.
We haven't had the Landon Dickerson.
No. No.
Pump-up speech this year, have we?
We have not, no.
I love the Landon Dickerson.
Oh, man, me too, man.
He's the best one on the team.
Yeah. Wonder why he's not. Yeah,
maybe it's because of the injury.
Maybe he got too much attention.
Oh, maybe it did. I don't know.
Linemen, they don't really like attention.
Oh, they don't?
Really?
Yeah.
In this city?
Yeah. They're doing one-hour radio shows every week. All of them are. Jack, what's coming up in the top five at five?
Oh, funniest pieces of audio. I saw the last... Well, actually, number five is not funny. Well, it's not a piece of audio. The five funniest things I've seen from over the weekend.
Okay. All
including
right.
some great WIP stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Always WIP stuff.
Yeah. Great WIP stuff. And Romo's back.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is Romo back yesterday?
I don't know, Jeff.
What game did they have yesterday?
Bucks Pats.
Oh, that's right. They did the Bucks
yeah.
Pats.
Yeah, he was you know, very Tony.
He was. He was Tony. Yeah.
1 hour left in the show as we count down to Eagles Packers, which you can hear right here on WIP. Even if you have YouTube TV, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter on WIP. You could hear it on WIP in the free Odyssey app. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.